Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will be anyone that calls in to play the game.
He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame.
60 seconds on the clock.
You're going down
and I'm gonna rock.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
In his New Jersey.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 fun.
Looking forward to the weekend.
Yes, happy Friday, everyone. And Danny is jumping, not in New Jersey, but in a New Jersey.
Damn straight.
It's actually funny you would say that, because every time that I talk about a New Jersey, my phone autocorrects to where it capitalizes New Jersey. And I'm like, no. Okay, new kit. I get it.
Yeah, you're styling.
I thank you.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got James in Gig Harbor. James, are you there?
I am here. How's it going?
Going well. Steve, get out of here.
Fine.
Going better. For those playing at home, James will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. James, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What Beverly Hills cop actor voiced Mushu in the late 90s movie Mulan?
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. What would you call a nautical unit of speed?
Pass.
What mid-2000s year saw the end of the TV show Friends?
2007.
No.
2008.
No.
2006.
No. What is the calm center part of a hurricane called?
Pass.
In what decade did judo become an Olympic sport?
Repeat the question.
In what decade did judo become an Olympic sport?
70.
No.
80.
No.
60.
Yes. What is the most populous city in Canada?
Vancouver.
No.
Calgary.
No.
Pass.
In 2011, Steven Tyler made his debut appearance as a judge on what show?
American Idol.
Yeah! And James avoids the deuce. and gets three correct.
Yeah.
That was really bad. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No song for me today.
On that one.
Well, I mean, you got a little bit better than a deuce on there.
Yeah,
but
he knows how bad he did.
Yeah, and BJ, you do know that you're not going to get a song probably. So,
yeah.
I mean, hey,
I appreciate
Steve.
James and his honesty.
Yeah. Steve, I think you're going to have a great Friday.
Awesome.
You ready?
All right.
What Beverly Hills Cop actor voiced Mushu in the late 90s movie Mulan?
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. What would you call a nautical unit of speed?
Knots.
Yes. What mid-2000s year saw the end of the TV show Friends?
2004.
Yes.
Oh.
What is the calm center part of a hurricane called?
The eye.
Yes. In what decade did judo become an Olympic sport?
The 90s.
No.
80s?
No.
2000s.
No.
70s?
No. Oh. What is the most populous city in Canada?
Toronto.
Yes. In 2011, Steven Tyler made his debut appearance as a judge on what show?
American Idol.
Yes. Who passed Kobe Bryant as the leading scorer in NBA All-Star history?
LeBron James.
Yes. Raja was what kind of animal in Disney's Aladdin?
Raja was a lion.
No.
Monkey.
No.
Giraffe.
No.
Oh.
Who played the title character in the comedy Little Nicky?
Adam Sandler.
Yes, and Steve, you win 8-3. Sorry, James, but I mean, you already knew the outcome, buddy.
Yeah, he knew what was going to happen.
You're sampling the best.
Simply the best. Sing it, Tina.
Better than all the best.
Tina
and
Steve.
A lot of the West Coasters, they just don't know Toronto, apparently.
Yeah, he didn't get Toronto.
He guessed the more Western Canadian cities, but that, forgot about T.O.
Oh, man, that's a bucket list place for me to go.
Is it really?
Oh, for sure.
I think I would want to go just because they have the big the comic festival there.
Okay.
So that would be a super fun thing to do, but I've never been to Canada before, so I don't know if Toronto would be the first
place
I'd go.
You've never been to Canada before this close?
Yeah, no. Never wanted to. I mean,
really?
Like, when I was younger, it was a trip and a trek just to come to Seattle from Tacoma. Like, I wasn't going all the way up to the Canadian border.
You know what? You are a frontiersman, sir.
Oh, yes, no. One of the few that James did get correct is he did know that judo became an Olympic sport in the 1960s.
Oh, damn it.
A little bit earlier than you thought there.
Yep, yep.
And then does anybody know what kind of animal Raja is in Disney's Aladdin?
Tiger.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Danny knows.
Yep.
Yes, I'm Danny.
Vicky knows as well.
I could have sworn that was the story about that.
Well, you know, I get mistaken for a girl a lot. It's good.
Yeah. You guys both got squeaky voices. Well, congratulations, Steve, on your win.
There's a couple of teenage girls at a drive-through zoo, and their reaction when a cow stuck its head inside their window, pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's so awesome.
That's also the reaction of high school girls. I mean, I was in high school and they got on the bus and saw that I was sitting on the bus. It was like, get out.
Sad.
Wow. He's slobbering.
Yeah,
he's slobbering. Right.
He's drooling.
That is the exact same reaction.
Get out of here.
Look at him. He's drooling at us.
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh, man. Now, here's the thing. These girls, though, I'll tell you right now, they have something that other Americans don't have, and that is they have seen a cow in real life. I guess they did a survey of Americans between the ages of 11 and 24 years old, and half of those folks, I guess between 11 and 24, you don't get to see a lot of cows.
Wait, what? Someone actually said, I wonder how many people in this country have not seen a cow, and they decided to do research on this.
Wow. Are you saying that maybe we're wasting money with some of these research projects?
I'm just shocked we haven't done this sooner.
Yeah, this does seem random. All right, 11 to 24-year-olds, what do you think? Have they seen cows? I don't know. Time for research.
I hope they did a recount because I want to make sure that these are the right stats.
Well, some of the people didn't want to do all the counting. They were like, you know what, we're done, okay? We know how many people.
Who hasn't seen a cow? Has everyone here seen a cow?
You mean up close, like in person?
Yeah, you know, not on like the movies.
Well,
or
that's
the
important to say.
Well, like, or driving by seeing a cow.
At least have seen a cow at some point. Like,
yeah,
and physically seen a cow.
That's why this is so bizarre, because I feel like I feel like that happens to everybody, unless we're so urban, a lot of us, that we never get out of the city. So therefore, you would never have the opportunity to see a cow at the between the ages of 11 and 24. I would just think that if you live rural,
that's a good point.
At some point, you're going to see a cow.
I think about when growing up in Brooklyn. I mean, obviously, there wasn't a lot of cows to be seen, unless they were already butchered, and that doesn't count, does it?
I bet between the ages of 11, well, but your family probably took you to some places.
Yeah, when we would drive upstate, and then all of a sudden, my mom would be like, look at the cows.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd all be like, oh, Dad, slow down. I want to look more at these cows. And then we would know, oh, it's about to rain because the cows are, was it laying down or something stupid?
What?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I've never heard of
that
before.
Is that a truism, really, if the cows are sitting laying down?
If cows are laying down, I was told that that means that rain is coming.
Wow. I wonder why they don't want to stand in the rain.
I thought that is it not true? Have I been lied to by my mother my whole life?
It's very possible, but I don't know. I remember hearing that.
That next phone call is going to be awkward.
I remember hearing that old wives' tale.
I thought that was just something that we all knew.
Yeah, I forgot it, but I remember it when you said it. But I, you know, it's a lot of things that were said to us as kids that may not have been true.
That's it says it on Google.
Well, so it's true.
Yeah.
I've seen some stuff that said it's an old wives' tale because it's not likely because cows lie down for many reasons and there's no scientific evidence that the rain is one of them.
City folks just don't get
it. And what are you reading, Danny?
The Google.
Yeah, no. Well, it says it's the saying and it says it's true, but it could be wrong.
You're both looking at the same page and you've given us both different answers. You're saying it's true and Vicky says it's not true.
Well, he's on Chrome. She's on Explorer. That's the problem.
That is pretty wild. I mean, this is the story of our lives.
Well, also, you know what I mean? I found an article that says sometimes they do lie down when it's chilly, but they also lie down for a lot of other reasons. Literally in the article, they say, they do that, but they also lie down for a lot of...
I feel like that was what Vicky just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My mistake. Oh, sorry. I meant to say mistake, and I read someone said there was a recount because they made a mistake.
Oh, that's
and then
awesome.
It got in my head.
You didn't do that on purpose?
No.
That was even better then.
You know what? This show, we're off the rails.
Well, no, we're talking about cows.
Have you ever petted a cow or been like that close enough to touch a cow?
Yes.
Yay. Most people, I feel like, I think it's cool. I feel like it's something that like not a lot of people get to do, and like it's nice. Because cows are just like big dogs.
Cows are just like big dogs.
Yeah.
Somebody please write that down and put it on Wikipedia under cow descriptions.
Vicky, have you ever had a tomato?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay!
There's so much bad in the world. We got to celebrate the little victories.
Tomatoes are just like small watermelons.
Yay!
But not really.
And then also you go to like Rose of Tacoma says, if you go to a fair, you've probably seen plenty of cows, although fairs didn't happen this year, so Gen Z suffered.
That's a really good point, which is amazing then, still half of 11 to 24-year-olds who you would think would be able to go to a fair have not seen a cow. And I got to be thinking that some people don't get out of the city. You know, you could be. You got to go to Puyallup if you want to go to the fair. And some people may just. I'll be honest. I haven't been to the fair ever since I moved here. I have never been to. State Fair. And I'll tell you why. It's been traffic. It's always traffic. I'm like, I just don't want to deal with it. But now, I'd go because
overrated.
There's no traffic.
It's never been that bad. At least when I go to the fair, and I live in Puyallup, I've never had the issue of the traffic that people. I mean, it's there. I guess if you go during peak times. But,
well, I mean, you already live in Puyallup.
Yeah.
There's also the traffic of going south in the first place.
That's true. Yeah. A 167 is a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Here's Steve. I don't understand what the traffic's all about. Is it the Puyallup Fair? I live in Puyallup. I go, yeah.
So you don't like traffic?
Yay! How about this, though? 43% of the people in this survey, this is going to have never gone camping. Do you believe that?
Man.
Wow.
Even us city folk, we went camping every year.
27% of the people have never seen the sunrise. Have you guys seen the sunrise? Now, seeing the sun go down, well, yeah, that's easy. But have you seen a sunrise?
No, I've never seen the sunrise, BJ.
Boo.
No. I mean, at some point, you had to have seen the sunrise.
27% haven't.
That seems doable. I mean, finding a cow may be difficult.
Doable.
But, I mean, just stay up or wake up early.
See, the sun's out there. Cows? You don't know where cows are.
Are people lying? Or are they just – or do they always get up late and never get up until, like, noon or something?
Yeah, what kind of lifestyle – I guess they're in their 20s or a teen. So, I mean, you're not really waking up early unless it's for school.
See, again, it's 11 to 24 years old.
But you're staying up all night.
All-nighters, yeah.
Like, I mean, that's when you get to do all the dumb stuff and stay up all night. And watch the sun come up because you've been playing, 36 hours of Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, there is that.
But you might not have the window open or the blinds up.
That's a good point. If you're
playing. City folks just don't get it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say!
Yeah. They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. This is your opportunity for words to fly out of your mouth, but you got to do it the way Steve wants you.
It's a simple way, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we've got to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So earlier this morning, we were talking about how you don't want to get certain pieces of furniture because you're afraid either your pet or your kid will ruin it. And somebody has a story about that saying, hey, I have a story about talking about buying new furniture when you have kids. A few years ago, my wife decided to buy a brand new light blue couch when we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, even though I told her, bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, within the first week, our 1-year-old decided to take off her diaper and went pee on it.
Okay.
And then our 3-year-old spilled fruit punch all over it.
Woo!
So I told her, quote, good thing we bought this brand new couch.
Oh, no.
She made me sleep on that couch that night. Well, it's good to test it to see how comfortable it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, especially when your daughter's christened it. That's just delightful. Mm. Yeah. Ugh. Lovely. Oh, gosh. Yeah, don't buy new things when you got the kids coming. You know, first of all, you got all their toys, which have red, blue, green, yellow, all the bright colors, pink,
yep.
You know, whatever, and it will not go with any of your decor anyway. So it's like, don't even try.
Sometimes I look at the walls in our new house and I'm just like, well, at what point are these going to have crayons all over them? You know, because it's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's going to have a party.
I mean, we were talking, Vicky, off the air, we were talking about just her and her little brother and little baby Tatum, is that once those diapers are off and you give them free rein to run around the house, it is like a ticking time bomb.
Even yes. 3 seconds, you are screwed. There is going to be pee-pee on your floor.
Because usually like our thing is like, you know, we'll set the bath up. She loves taking baths. She's like a little water baby. Aww. So we get it all set up, take off the diaper, all that, and then you let her run free for a few seconds because she just thinks it's awesome running around naked, right? But a few days ago, she just stopped and then just started going number one. And I'm just looking, I'm like, I really don't know how to handle this situation. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't want to really yell at her because she has no idea what's going on.
And you can't pick her up and like take her anywhere because that's just going to make it worse.
Society frowns on me filming it and putting it on social media, so I couldn't even do that because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
That, your wife not so much, I guess, right?
She would be too pleased about that.
No. You could get in trouble for that, Steve. That was a good call.
Right. But it's hilarious. Yeah, it's like, okay, this is harmless. Nothing that a little like spot remover and cleanup won't fix. It's nothing like she didn't do anything terrible, and if she did, so we figure it out from there. But I was just like, I thought it was the funniest thing because she just stopped and just like, stop, pee time.
It really is a whole difference in your life. You know, that's why it's really good to go play house for a while before you have a kid get involved. Then you can do the nice, set it up the way you want, have the house the way you want, because then you'll realize when the kids come, you do not care about any furniture, any this or any that, because you've got no energy and they're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to be just walking around being like living sprinkler systems.
And that's yet another example of things kids can do that adults can't. Like, I can never run around my house just buck naked and just stop and go number one. I think my wife would be very upset. With
I mean, technically, you could.
I could.
Yeah, you could.
I pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing it today.
And shout that as you're doing it.
I pay the bills.
And I think you could record that and start your own OnlyFans page, actually. So that would be
interesting. Yeah.
So you could make some extra money on the side.
Oh, yeah. If it's enough, I could cover all the damage I'm causing from doing this.
This is a wonderful idea.
Hey, we talked about wall drug earlier. Someone just said, hey, I never heard of wall drug before in my life until this morning when you guys were talking about it. I just saw a bumper sticker today that said, where the heck is wall drug?
And I don't know how we got started on this. Oh, because it was a question about what's the biggest city in North Dakota. Yeah. And Steve then talked about how when he took his trip from New York out to Seattle all those years ago, he saw the signs for wall drug and he bought those signs, said, I got to see this city.
Well, hell, even our production director, Jason, he popped in during the commercial break and was just like, I've stopped at wall drug multiple times. In fact, when I bought a car, I was buying it. He was buying it in that area, and he made it a point to stop at Wall Drug to get a coffee mug.
Oh yeah, I want to go. I know it's going to be nothing, but at the same time, it's going to be something. I got to convince my wife because I didn't get to do it. I just got to figure out how to get her to.
I don't know. You say there's nothing to do, but I'm checking out their website, and they have a thing that says things to do, and they've got shopping. Restaurant,
shopping,
a backyard, and there's a map of all of the things to do.
Wow,
there's a dinosaur you can take a picture in front of,
and a jackalope you can ride.
Can you count them all on one hand? All the things you can do in Wall Drug. That's what I want to know.
You get water with ice for free.
Oh well, that's cool.
That's right.
And I forgot about the free ice.
I did look into it. It's about an hour away from Mount Rushmore. So there you go. Oh,
what do you do first?
I feel like,
I think Mount Rushmore first,
yes.
Because that's kind of a letdown.
Mount Rushmore is a letdown.
And then you go to Wall Drug, and then you'd be amazed.
Or letdown again.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make that choice, Steve? Because I had to make the choice between Mount Rushmore and Wall Drug. Did you make the choice and not go to Mount Rushmore?
I'll be completely honest with you. I had no idea where Mount Rushmore was, so I didn't even know that was an option when we were driving over. Mount Rushmore just seemed like in a foreign place to me when I was growing up, so I never bothered to know what city or state it was in. So when we were making that trek, unless the other two people I moved out there with had that conversation without me knowing, that wasn't even an option.
Yeah.
I think I would have rather gone to Mount Rushmore, though, if at that time. Now knowing that it's kind of a letdown, I think Wall Drug was the better choice.
Yeah, it's just, for some reason, it's made to look very epic on all the movies and TV shows that we've seen, and it looks so small in person. I mean, it's definitely there.
Now you know what it feels like to be a woman, BJ. It's crazy. Sorry.
Wow. All right, there we go. It is. Okay, thank you, Victor. Thank you. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
It would not be Listeners on the Loose if we did not talk a little food. And this text has a very good question and simple. What is your go-to food when stressed?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You had to pick one thing.
Well, it's funny you bring this up as you guys are thinking about it, because I just read an article that says that what I thought was why I went to this kind of food, because I love sweets. I just love, give me, usually like if there's Zingers around, which is kind of like a Twinkie made by the same company, Hostess.
Right.
If I'm stressed, I want a Zinger. It's like, that's like, give me my comfort food. I used to think it was because I was stressed. And apparently there's a fancy place in England, University of Cambridge. They say that there is no connection between having a lot of stress and yourself and losing self-control when it comes to eating a whole bunch of junk food. And I always thought I was a stress eater for that reason.
I don't know if I believe them.
I don't believe them either.
Yeah, I don't believe this either.
Well, you actually won't believe a study. This is awesome.
I finally joined
the dark side.
I have to, though. That's the problem, Steve. I can say I don't believe it, but eventually I'm Sammy Scientist. They're saying the two things just aren't related in our brains. They say binge eating is not caused by stress-induced impulsivity. It says stress alters brain activity but doesn't prompt binge eating, which is contrary to the theory. So then they haven't told us then what makes us want to binge eat.
So do you think
apparently it's not stress.
So does stress make you lose willpower?
Oh, interesting.
Well, I know what makes us lose willpower. They have figured that out, and that is all the electronics that we have. We definitely have less willpower than our parents and our grandparents because of all the email and all the phone stuff that we do. They never had that. So by the end of the night, our willpower is sapped because we've used so much energy engaging on these devices. That was done by some Rochester PhD.
Or I'm wondering if it's just socially acceptable to use as an excuse. I'm stressed out, so I'm going to have a giant slice of red velvet cake, which is
love
mine.
This plan, Vicky. I'm going to use it. I'm using it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, still, I think my first thought, and I'm going to stick with it, is cookies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was mine as well.
Any particular cookie or?
Yes. The Snickerdoodle cookie from Jackson's at the gas station.
Oh,
it used to
nice.
Be the caramel cookie, but I've made the transition, guys. And I have to apologize. I've been hyping up the caramel cookie for as long as I have.
And now you're off the caramel cookie?
I don't think I've had a better Snickerdoodle than that Snickerdoodle cookie.
Oh, I love Snickerdoodle.
And I love Snickerdoodle cookies.
Wow. You were like caramel kid.
It's still, dude, don't get me wrong. Like, I've gone there where the Snickerdoodle was out, and luckily they had the caramel. So it was like, oh, bummer. I'll eat that one instead.
See, I can never get those cookies because they also sell Zingers. And how am I going to turn that down?
Right. You can just get both.
Now, I've got a question because I was thinking, because you said cookies and all your cookies are great, but then I realized that mine might not actually be a cookie. Fig Newtons. Now, I can, like, they'll sell them in little sleeves, just the single sleeves.
Fig Newtons are your stress?
I love Fig Newtons. I'll put a whole sleeve of those away when I'm feeling down.
Aren't they supposed to kind of be good for you?
I thought so, and that's kind of why I gravitated towards them, but I looked at the nutritional stuff. That's not the case.
Oops.
No, it's got fruit in it, but I mean, it's cookie fruit.
That's like saying I'm having strawberry ice cream. It's healthy. It's strawberries.
Yeah, that was my whole mentality. Guess what? That doesn't go very far.
I like Fig Newtons if they're in front of me and they're there. But if you said, okay, go get something, wow, that's not what I'd pick.
I'll eat them if they're free.
Oh, I will literally go to the store specifically for Fig Newtons. I've done it multiple times.
Mr. Miggs, would you like a Fig Newton? Is it free?
Yes.
No, thank you, then.
Well, dude, that's part of why I love that we have Crumble Cookie and Puyallup, but I am so glad that it's out of the way. Like, it's not on my way home. It's actually a pain and a chore to get to it because of Meridian, and, I'm nowhere really near it. So if I'm going there, it has to be a destination. It's not on a whim. Because if it was, I'd be getting a freaking Crumble Cookie every day.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm with you on that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's that's the problem with having a Met Market on Mercer Island, is that I cannot. I mean, when I go in there, I literally have to have a pep talk with myself in the car. You are not getting one of their cookies, because the Met Market, the cookie is insane, and I love it. And it's, oh, man. And it's right near me. I walked by it yesterday, and I really feel good because I was like,
it's a good cookie.
Oh, I kept walking. Oh, man, I kept walking.
Nice willpower.
And then I went to Starbucks and had a chocolate chip cookie.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We got one of life's biggest questions from a texter right now. Would you rather have a vending machine stocked all the time with your favorite snack foods, or a chilled vending machine full of your favorite beverages?
Ooh.
Oh, snack foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the snack foods.
That's a great would you rather, by the way. Very easy, and nobody got hurt.
Yeah, this, and no dongs were harmed in the conversation.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. From yesterday's conversation, we had a weird one that involved... Never mind.
Yeah,
that was a bad one.
I was going to say, I'd rather have the chill beverages.
What kind of beverages? Are you alcoholic, or are you just going with anything?
Well, anything. I realize when I go to the grocery store, 50% of my cart is just beverages.
Oh, see, I'm pretty basic. I don't really have like a ton of different beverages that I want to drink. But yeah. It's all the snacks.
See, I drink a lot of water. So at that point, there's not much else that I'd have. I maybe have some Red Bull, and then it would just be beer. And at that point, if I'm going to expand my gut, I'd rather have, like, snacks.
Now, could we include milkshakes into the chilled beverages? Because then I might have to change my opinion.
Ooh. Is that a beverage? Is that a dessert? I don't know what to call a milkshake.
If I go to Dick's and get a deluxe, two orders of fries and a strawberry shake, the shake is being used as my beverage.
Yeah.
But if you go to Dairy Queen, that Blizzard is your dessert.
A Blizzard's not a shake, man. What kind of crazy question?
Yeah, I mean,
they have shakes at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I put it in the similar category.
When you eat with a spoon, the other you drink with a straw. They're totally different things.
I know they're totally different, but I'm close enough with the shake that I feel like I don't drink a shake to go with my meal. I have the shake as a dessert part of my meal.
I think it definitely counts as a beverage if it can be swallowed in a liquid state.
A
milkshake that's too thick wouldn't just be a dessert.
Oh, well, Jack in the Box milkshakes, man, those are.
Yeah.
Those are, I mean, you really have to, like, work on it.
THICC thick?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like your cheeks are going inside of your mouth. Like,
oh, so you guys just count the shake as the drink as opposed to getting also a drink as well?
Most people do, yeah. Because it's the upcharge, yeah.
Yeah, because like at Burger King in the past, it'd be like, would you like a shake for an extra dollar and that replaces your Pepsi or soda or Coca-Cola product?
Yeah, see, that's, I think I like the dessert. But all right, if you can put, look, I'm not going to, if you're going to have shakes in your vending machine, I'm not going to say no.
Plus then, BJ, you could still have a dessert after you have your shake, because your shake was just your drink.
Yes.
Don't even worry about the calories.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing to tell yourself.
I think I used to use that when I was about 350 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. See, it worked.
Oh, those excuses are fantastic.
Oh, yeah, right.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Listeners on the loose.
Going back to getting shocked by random things. Someone says, as a kid, I swatted at an electric fence. Nothing happened. So I figured it must be off. So I grabbed it. It was on, and it sent a jolt through every joint in my body.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't want to hear these stories because I've been shocked a few times in my life, and it's a beating.
Oh, we got someone who has some information about milkshakes. There's a milkshake gas station over here in Kitsap County. They have vending machines in the gas station. You can choose the thickness of your shake.
Whoa.
Where the hell
there's
is
there's a
this?
Vending machine, a milkshake vending machine? I don't think I've ever heard of such
and
a thing.
And you can choose if you wanted liquidy or thick.
Ooh. Of course, I'd have to try a few just to see which one I like and what the proper combo is, the right buttons to push. This will take some time.
I feel like I've seen this before at a gas station. It looks like you get a plastic container and you just kind of fill it up.
This is amazing.
Flavors.
And I've never...
For real.
We've never seen this before except Vicky.
It's called For Real, F-R-E-A-L.
Wow. I have not... And this is at a gas station. Man, they should have this everywhere.
I got to find this, man.
Yeah,
now they should have this in a mall. Well, malls have restaurants, so they don't want the competition. Okay.
Yeah, I guess you pick your cup, you peel off the lid, and then you just place it in the holder.
Okay.
And it just shakes it up, I guess.
What kind of flavors are they rocking over there?
Let's see.
There's the vanillas.
Chips Ahoy, cookies and cream, or milk and cookies.
Whoa, they got everything.
And my
computer. Bliss. They got chocolate chill, cake batter.
Ooh.
Cool mint chip and a PB cup made with Reese's.
There we go.
There you go.
This is brilliant.
Yes, yeah, so it says for real.
And is it good? I mean, how does it compare to like the shakes that we love? Does anybody have any sort of review
Someone
on that?
Someone says their daughter gets them all the time. That's a good sign.
Ooh, they are
a good sign.
They're in Tacoma. I'm going to check these out. Somebody close to my house.
Ah, boy.
This is going to work well for me.
This is definitely if I was rich, I would get one. Purchases. I would totally get one of these machines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know me. I would get the freestyle Coke, the Coke machine. That's what I would get.
I put it like above the treadmill, and so yeah, as you're running, you just squirt your mouth with the milkshake. Kill two birds with one stone.
I feel like that's not killing the same birds, though. I mean, yeah, you're really stuffing a bird and then killing yourself. Yeah, I don't know if that's the thing, but so you know what? You do it.
Guys, For Real has been around forever. Forever.
Forever. Where?
There's one in Puyallup at the 112th Street Shell Station.
They're all South End.
No, they have them everywhere. Apparently, there's some here in Seattle as well.
What, for real?
Yeah, for real.
Where? What gas stations? I mean, are they at like Jackson's type stations? Is that what they're saying?
I've seen a lot of Shell. I've seen Chevron.
You know what the problem is that I actually don't go into gas stations anymore. Oh. Ever since they do the little thing, pay at the pump, I don't go inside.
Oh, you got to get your cookie in the station, man.
That's probably, I don't get my cookie.
Yeah, see, that's what I used to have. I fed my zinger habit that way, and I really had to stop going into the gas station because they have them right there. They know I want them. They know I'll get them and buy them. And now if there's a For Real damn shake machine in there, I really have to just basically avoid those places.
So much as they've been around for like 10 years, guys.
Wow.
I've walked through a lot of gas stations and never knows it's a shake machine.
There's a few in Bellevue, BJ. There's one at the Sunset Arco, Lake Hill Shell, Sandu Shell Mini Mart, Porter's. Yeah, okay. A lot of options, buddy.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is I don't think we have any on Mercer Island, and that's where I usually get my gas. Or if we do, I don't know about it.
Nope. The closest one to Mercer Island, I think, is the Beacon Avenue Shell.
Yeah, that's it. See, there we go. See, Mercer Island is just like, I don't know why Mercer Island says no to everything. They say no to everything. Everything that's cool, Mercer Island's like, no. No, thank you. Yeah, well, or either that, someone's saying no to Mercer Island. It could be a war on Mercer Island that I don't know about. All the cool stuff does not come here.
I think that's exactly what it is, man.
That's what it is.
Missing out on all the great stuff.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Ooh, someone wants to know, if you can only watch two sports for the rest of your life, what would they be? And the catch is you can only watch one live, and the other one you have to watch on the TV.
Oh, that's easy for me completely.
Same here.
Yeah. All right, what do you got, Steve?
It's Hi-Li and fishing.
Which one is live?
Oh, clearly fishing.
All right.
No, for me, it's football on the TV.
Okay. Yes.
And hockey in person.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kraken, obviously. Hook me up with some season tickets, please. And Seahawks, just, pay my cable plan.
Yeah. I think you guys can guess mine.
Baseball and football.
Yes. Which one is live?
Baseball's live.
There you go. You got it.
Wow.
All right.
You guys picked it. Perfect.
I'm going to guess Danny's.
Okay.
It's going to be football and soccer.
Yes.
And soccer is live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, really, football is a great sport to watch on TV out of all of them.
It's so much better on TV, man.
Out of all of them, it really is.
The time of year. I mean, I would rather stay home and make myself a big bowl of chili and warm up on my couch while watching Monday Night Football.
I like going one game a year just to remind myself of what a miserable experience it is trying to get down there to park, the amount of money you spend, and the fun you have at the game, of course.
Oh, for sure.
But once I stopped having season tickets for the Hawks and started watching games at home, it was such a smart financial decision, and B, it just removes all the stress.
Yes.
I enjoy watching the games on the couch.
And I really believe you miss a lot by not watching it on television. And that's the other thing. You just really miss a lot.
Especially if you're sitting, because I used to sit in section 117. They were great seats as far as like close, but you couldn't get any kind of perception of when a first down was really happening. And when you're watching the 300 level, I had a way better experience being able to see how the game was unfolding. But on TV, it's still better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Vicky and Rev. Well, Rev, let's...
I want Steve to try to guess mine. And I actually came up with non-joke answers.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not just trying to troll you on this one.
Okay, because I was going to go like Renaissance Fair.
Medieval jousting, yes.
I'm going to go soccer and hockey.
Okay.
And I'm going to say he's going to go to soccer games and watch hockey on TV.
Oh, you're sort of – well, you got at least one correct in the sports.
Soccer.
I would go hockey and go in person.
Okay.
Because I've gone to Thunderbirds games, and those are fantastic and super fun.
Always a blast.
And actually, the one that I would see on TV would be MMA.
Oh, that's
a sport. Yeah. Okay.
I know some people are like, Steve, you wouldn't go with wrestling? I'm like, well, wrestling's sports entertainment. I mean – I feel like we're going with actual sports where the ending is not legally predetermined.
Yeah, it's just, you good know, way to put that.
It's debatable in some sports.
Yeah, totally.
If you call if you put wrestling in as a sport, that Steve's head's going to explode because he won't be able to pick.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, because yeah, you have to. I mean, we know you have to watch it because you just paid for another wrestling service on your TV, and you also love going live to see wrestling. I so do. That would be tough.
Yeah, it's so much fun, especially because you run into some people you know and people you don't know, and it's just a fun experience. It's more like going to a concert than actually going to a sporting event.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!